USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump had a heated exchange with NBC reporter Peter Alexander during the coronavirus briefing, telling the newsman he should be ashamed of himself.
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism. Let's see if it works. It might, and it might not. I happen to feel good about it, but who knows? I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens.
Trump was angered after Alexander asked whether he was giving Americans a false sense of hope with his optimism about a malaria drug's potential use in response to the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci came to the podium and stated there's not a magic drug for the coronavirus, but he believes it's good. The president is optimistic about its potential. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Supreme Court reported that the 9 justices are healthy and trying to stay that way. They held their regularly scheduled private conference with some of the justices participating remotely, and those who were in the building did not engage in the tradition of shaking hands. The court plans to issue opinions Monday in cases argued during the fall and winter without taking the bench. The last time that happened was when the court decided Bush versus Gore late in the evening of December 12, 2000, settling the 2000 presidential election in favor of Republican George W. Bush. 6 of the 9 justices are 65 and older and at a higher risk of getting very sick from the coronavirus, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It is official. Tom Brady is no longer a New England Patriot, as the 6-time Super Bowl champion quarterback signed a 2-year contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, embarking on a new football journey, getting a guaranteed contract of $50 million, including $10 million in signing bonuses and $15 million in salary for 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former federal official stormed off a news channel interview. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
The former director of FEMA under President Obama, Craig Fugate, was not happy with how his point of view on the coronavirus outbreak response was being characterized during an interview yesterday on MSNBC. He got up and left that live interview with anchor Katie Turr right in the middle of it.
Craig, you want to sit down and respond to this? I guess Craig has left.
In a tweet posted right after he left the set, Fugate apologized to anchor Turr and the MSNBC audience, saying, quote, "At the point that I'm not helping, it's time to step back," adding, "I was never good at the talking head thing anyway. This is too critical of a time to let emotions get in the way. My apologies to you and your audience." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee now won't be held as scheduled because of the coronavirus, meaning years of preparation by some of the country's top spellers could go for naught. Scripps cited state and federal recommendations against large gatherings as it canceled plans to hold the contest during the week of May 24th. Scripps said it would try to reschedule for later this year but did not commit to a new date. It is possible the Spelling Bee will not be held at all this year. The Scripps Spelling Bee began in 1925, and this year's, if it happens, would be the 93rd. The contest was not held from 1943 to 45 because of World War II. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.